That was the Deli Fisherman Dutchman's Waltz. It is now time for a Dick Putt Show, and here is Randy Rothstein to bring us the Dick Putt Show. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. You bet, another edition of the Dick Putt Show, the 2024 Dick Putt Show here on KASM, and it's brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated, Sock Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, we're in Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, and Central Minnesota Realty, our 2004 Dick Putt Show sponsors. And again, folks, if you're listening out there today, there were a few games played, not a lot, but if you want to be a reporter and get me some scores and highlights for your various amateur baseball teams, I would welcome that. You can text me those results at 320-248-1602. You can email me, Runts, R-U-N-T-S, the number 24, at hotmail.com. Lots of ways there. Or you can give me a call on my cell phone, 320-248-1602. We want to get as many scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games every Sunday night here at 7 o'clock. All right, there was a couple exhibition games played this weekend. On Saturday, we had the Clearwater River Cats at Luxembourg, and Clearwater defeats Luxembourg by a score of 6-4 on Saturday. 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Clearwater. 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Luxembourg. On the mound for Clearwater, Brian McCollum picks up the win as he goes 7. His catcher, Jordan Pika. For Luxembourg on Saturday, J.T. Harn starts, relieved by Luke Harn in the 3rd. Derek Orth in the 4th. Tyler Stang in the 6th. And Ethan Pruth in the 7th. The catcher was Luke Schmidt. Hitting highlights for Clearwater, Jordan Pika, 2-for-3 in the ballgame. And for Luxembourg, Luke Schmidt was 2-for-3 with a double. J.T. Harn had a double, and Josh Lanko a double. So final in exhibition play on Saturday in 7 innings, Clearwater 6 and Luxembourg 4. Today it was Greenwald traveling over to Regal in exhibition play, and in 7 innings, Regal defeats Greenwald by a score of 10-0. 10 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error for Regal. No runs, 2 hits, and 1 error for Greenwald. On the mound for Regal, Brandon Wadle starts, relieved by Connor Roloff in the 4th. He'll pick up the win, Jordan Wozmik in the 6th, and the catcher was Derek Dingerud. For Greenwald this afternoon, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gabe Schweeters in the 4th, Zach Edel in the 7th, and the catcher Keegan Stevie. Hitting highlights for Regal today, Grant Paprath was 2-for-4, Josh Beyer 2-for-3 with a double and 4 RBIs. Kai Schneider was 2-for-4 today, and Jordan Wozmik 2-for-3 with a double. For Greenwald, Braden Domeyer had a hit, and Isaac Rosenberg a hit for the Greenwald squad today, as Regal defeats Greenwald by a score of 10-0 in exhibition play. All right, we'll take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, I've got a Victory League game I will report to you tonight, and also a Stearns County League game I'll report tonight. That's after these messages.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. offering a menu of appetizers, salads, and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and Investments Advisory Services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor, with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. Let's go over to the Victory League this afternoon, where the Foley Lumberjacks traveled to Avon, taking on the Lakers. And Foley comes away with a victory today over Avon by a score of 8-5. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Foley. Avon, 5 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors. On the mound today for Foley, it was Michael Mosloff. He'll start on the mound. He picks up the win, relieved by Hunter Hammer in the 7th and Alex Voss in the 9th inning for Foley. For Avon, Cole Wellman starts, relieved by Joe Dolan in the 4th, Carter Phillippe in the 7th, Reese Gregory in the 8th, and Jackson Henderson in the 9th, who will take the loss today for Avon. For Foley, some hitting highlights. Joe Zwicky, he was 2-for-4. Mitch Keeler, 2-for-5 today. We had Tony Stay with a double. Alex Voss was 2-for-4. And Mitch Logering, 1-for-4. He had 2 RBIs for the Lumberjacks. For Avon today, Cole Wellman, he had a double and 2 RBIs. And Joe Dolan, 3-for-4 today, with 3 RBIs for Avon. A final this afternoon in the Victory League, it was Foley 8 and the Avon Lakers 5. All right, let's take a look here at the Stearns County League. And we had Richmond over at Meyer Grove this afternoon. Folks, this one goes 11 innings, and Richmond defeats Meyer Grove today by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 13 hits and an error for Richmond. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. DJ Schleicher starts on the mound for the Royals today, relieved by Luke Jokla in the 6th. Dalton Thielen in the 8th. He'll pick up the win. And the catcher was Tyler Prom. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick starts, relieved by Joe Schwinghammer in the 4th. Josh Omscheid in the 6th. Jordan Klopak in the 9th. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Justin Schrader, 4-for-6. He had 2 RBIs. Connor Doles was 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Dalton Thielen with a double. And Goose Hadley had a double today for Richmond. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Musho, 3-for-6. He had a double and an RBI. And Kurt Marthaler was 2-for-6 today with an RBI. A final this afternoon in the Stearns County League from Meyer Grove. Richmond 6, Meyer Grove 5. This one went 11 innings. On deck here on the Dick Putz Show, it's the Central Valley League scores and highlights. We'll get to some of those highlights right after these messages.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams. Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as a supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers return to their fields and raise crops for another year. The wildlife spring into action to raise their newborn, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank our farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with the Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at painesvillecoop.com. And to all our area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
More Dick Putt Show for you tonight here on KASM Radio. Let's go to the Central Valley League again. All those teams in action today in the Central Valley League. Let's start over in Luxembourg, where Kimball made the trip to Luxembourg this afternoon. Kimball, the Express, defeat Luxembourg 8-5. 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Kimball. 5 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Luxembourg. Matt Dingman starts on the mound for Kimball. Zach Dingman comes in the 7th. He'll get the win. Tommy Friesen in the 9th with the save. And the catcher was Shiggs Hanna. For Luxembourg, J.T. Hiron starts, relieved by Tyler Stang in the 6th. He'll take the loss. Sam Eiten comes in the 8th. And the catcher, Cade Stang. Some hitting highlights for Kimball today. Tommy Friesen, 2-for-5. Ben Johnson was 2-for-5 with a double. Shiggs Hanna was 2-for-3 with a double. Matt Dingman and Zach Dingman each had doubles for Kimball today. For Luxembourg, Jake Stahlberger was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Luxembourg had Kimball defeating Luxembourg 8-5. Eden Valley over in St. Nicholas this afternoon, and Eden Valley defeats St. Nick by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the Hawks. No runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for the Knicks. Austin Berg will go the distance for Eden Valley today. He'll pick up the win. His catcher, Matt Unterberger. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Dylan Rausch in the 6th, and the catcher was Matt Kuschel. Hitting highlights for Eden Valley today, Gavin Mathias, 1-for-4 with the stolen base. Austin Berg, 1-for-4 with an RBI. For St. Nick, Matt Kuschel, 2 hits today, including 2 stolen bases for Kuschel, and Andrew Bouch was 1-for-4. A final this afternoon from St. Nick had Eden Valley defeating St. Nick today 3-0. The Cold Spring Rockies travel to Watkins today, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Watkins by a score of 7-4. Jake Brinker on the mound today for the Rockies. He gives way to Connor Schoberg in the 7th. Connor will get the win, and the catcher, Brady Leverington. For Watkins, Matt Geislinger starts, pitches a perfect 5 innings today against Rockies, gives way to Carson Geislinger in the 6th. Carson will take the loss today for Watkins and the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Some hitting highlights for the Cold Spring Rockies. Austin Duffner with the RBI today. David Jonas was 2-for-4 with a double, but the real heroics coming in the 9th inning for the Cold Spring Rockies as Brady Lynn hits a solo home run in the top of the 9th inning. And then Tyler Geislinger follows that with a grand slam home run in the 9th inning for the Rockies. Nolan Geislinger had a stolen base of home in this ballgame today for the Watkins Clippers, as the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Watkins 7-4 today at Watkins. And Pearl Lake traveling over to St. Augusta today. Pearl Lake defeats St. Augusta by a score of 7-6. 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. St. Augusta with 6 runs today. Pearl Lake, Mitch Winicky on the mound will pick up the win, relieved by Chance Berger in the 5th. And the catcher was Colton Fruth. For Pearl Lake today, some hitting highlights. This game was tied in the 9th inning. Nolan Notch would double in the 9th inning for Pearl Lake, and then came around to score on 2 wild pitches. Notch ended up being the winning run for Pearl Lake today. Austin Lensmeyer was 2-for-4. He had 2 doubles and 3 RBIs. Mitch Kunkel was 1-for-2, and Brandon House had an RBI single today for Pearl Lake. For St. Augusta, Mitch Guast was 3-for-4. Marcus Lummel, 2-for-4, and Aaron Pruth was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from St. Augusta had Pearl Lake defeat St. Augusta. 9th inning heroics there for the Lakers, 7-6. That'll do it for the scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putt Show. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back and look at these schedules for next week right after these messages.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Dad, Caitlin's been in the bathroom for an hour. I need to get in there.
Olivia, just go outside like I do.
An hour? Really?
Time to expand your bathroom, or better yet, add another one?
Better get Gilk.
This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk from Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC. From plumbing to clean, soft water needs, we are here to help.
Alex, outside? Really?
Visit us at GilkPlumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Norbco Barn Products are proudly distributed in Minnesota, and Dairyland Supply in Saxoner is your local dealer. Norbco offers a wide range of high-quality barn equipment to keep your animals happy and healthy, from freestalls, gates, ventilation, fence line feeding, and more. So if you are thinking about a barn project this spring, then give Dairyland Supply a call to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling.
And welcome back to the Dick Butch Show here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at some of these schedules I have here and games coming up next week. It'll be the last Sunday in April 28th. These games scheduled over in the Stearns County League. Greenwald will be at Spring Hill. These are 1:30 game times. Greenwald at Spring Hill. Lake Henry will be at El Rosa. We have Farming. They'll be at Richmond next Sunday, and New Munich will be at Meyer Grove. Those are next Sunday, 1:30 in the Stearns County League. Over in the Central Valley League, coming up next Sunday, these games are at 2 o'clock next Sunday. It'll be Watkins at Kimball. That's at 2 o'clock, Watkins at Kimball. Next Sunday, we'll have Eden Valley at Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock. St. Augusta will be at the Cold Spring Rockies at 2 o'clock next week. And Luxembourg will be at St. Nick. That's at 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. I don't have a Victory League schedule yet, so I can't let you know what's going on in the Victory League until somebody does get me that schedule. The County Line League, they are not scheduled to start their seasons until Sunday, May the 5th, over in the County Line League. And that County Line League includes Painesville, Norway Lake, Sunburg, Starbuck, Atwater, Regal, and New London Spicer. So that'll start May the 5th. Thank you again for joining us tonight here on The Dick Putz Show, Randy Rothstein's 33rd year of The Dick Putz Show. Thanks for being with us. We will do it again next Sunday night. Joyce, thank you, and it's all yours back at our studios in Albany.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with The Dick Putz Show.